We used to sit there by the fire, and everybody would talk about their everyone would talk about their ambitions. Dean's dream was to be a great surgeon. Mine was to be a great brain surgeon. Back now. Dean's dream was to have been a great... Yeah, they'll never know it on the air, will they? Dean's dream was to be a great singer. Mine was to be a great brain surgeon. I'm sorry your dream wasn't fulfilled. This Latin lout could have been a gifted surgeon. He was the first scout to perform an emergency vasectomy. on a great horny owl. To this day, that owl is looking for you, Dean. You just walk through any Steubenville woods and you'll hear that bird singing pitifully.
I got to study in my fire.
Ecology minded. He never used his scout knife on a tree that didn't pull a knife on him first. On our first overnight hike, little Dean got lost near the top of a mountain. I ran into town to find the sheriff and some deputies to pitch in and help us look. Unfortunately, we couldn't find a posse to pitch in. I'm glad I said that right. We searched both sides of that hilly terrain and never found him until now, and I'm glad to see that you're finally over the hill. I am proud to say that this undersexagenarian has lived the lesson the Boy Scouts taught him, like helping ladies across the street, which he still does. Every week he sends a big check to a big buxom blonde in apartment 2A across the street. He has learned the most important rules of life. Be prepared. Be ready. Keep yourself physically straight, morally clean, mentally awake, and never hit a soft 17 unless she pulls a knife on you first. As I leave you, you may ask why all these nice people on this dais have given of their time and traveled many miles to honor Dean Martin. As I said before, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.